Hello and welcome. Welcome back to Course Mastery. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, and I'm here with my lovely wife, Rev. Renee. And today we're going to be discussing Lesson 223, God is my life. I have no life but His. So before we begin, let's join together in a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. God is my life. I have no life but His. I was mistaken when I thought I lived apart from God, a separate entity which moved in isolation, unattached and housed within a body. Now I know my life is God's. I have no other home, and I do not exist apart from Him. He has no thoughts that are not part of me, and I have none but those which are of Him.
Our Father, Mother, let us see the face of Christ instead of our mistakes. For we who are your holy child are sinless. We would look upon our sinlessness, for guilt proclaims that we are not your child. And we would not forget you longer. We are lonely here and long for heaven, where we are at home. Today we would return. Our name is yours, and we acknowledge that we are yours.
God is my life. I have no life but His. Amen. Let's join together for another moment of silence. As we continue over these next few months together with these lessons, you know, it's instructive to use them as reminders for the deeper, more profound truth and the true thought principles that are developed in the textbook of A Course in Miracles and in the earlier workbook lessons. And they come back out to us as we see them in these prayers. And the italicized sections of these lessons are prayers, indeed. Our Father, let us see the face of Christ instead of our mistakes. The face of Christ is what we are expressing as, and what our brothers and sisters are expressing as. And all of these things are pointing, of course, to the holy instant, these statements and these admonitions, reminding us to be joined in union and relationship with Spirit. We would look upon our sinlessness, for guilt proclaims that we are not your child. We are perfect, neither behind the point of perfection nor advancing toward it. And Jesus tells us that we should and must literally see ourselves therefrom. I think it's interesting, you know, that he's saying and telling us here is that we have no thoughts that are not of him. That's pointing to the truth that God did not create you to be a thinker, which is a little bit of a stumbling block for us because, wait a minute, I've got these thoughts and my thoughts are creative and I can do this and I can do that. But those are the result of a construct of a pretense of separation, a dream of separation. And in the experience of being separated from the thoughts of God, we fill the void with our own pretense, our own make-believe, pretending to be God, of being a separate, sovereign individual. And as that individuated self, individual self, we created a thinking mind to fill the void because the silence was deafening. And so he's literally making that statement in the very last sentence of the first paragraph. He has no thoughts. God has no thoughts that are not a part of me. In other words, I cannot be separated. And I have none but those which are of him. In other words, I really don't have any thoughts except the one, not true thoughts, except the ones that are joined when I am joined in God, with God, and his thoughts are mine. And when we say, Father, thy will be done, thy will not mine, it's the same thing. Really, it's expressing a joining of mine. So a return to sanity is the return to union in relationship with God, the voice for God, which in this experience, until God takes the last step and returns us all to complete unity. In other words, as long as any of us here are still pretending and sleeping and dreaming of being separated, until we are all united in the understanding of the realization of who and what we are, and that would be enlightened in our expression as Christ consciousness, until that event. And it's happening. It's beginning to happen. You're a part of it. I'm a part of it. We're all a part of it. And until it's complete and God takes the last step, then as close as we can get to that is a corrected perception, and that would be the Holy Spirit, us being joined in union with the Holy Spirit and seeing the world through the eyes of that mind, that truth, that higher self, nothing more than our right mind, as he tells us here in A Course in Miracles textbook. God is my life. I have no life but his. We are extensions of that life.
And here is the clarification of our identity in the last sentence of the prayer. Our name is yours. And we acknowledge that we are, and it says your son, your daughter, your child. We are simply yours. And to me, this is the principle that God and I are one, and therein lies my identity. I've been playing at the identity of being separate, of not being a child of God, and I've been playing at having thoughts of my own. And here in this thought reversal, it's really returning home to the thought of God, the thought of love, as opposed to the fearful thoughts that I've made. And in True Thought, as our ministry, we've always had the tagline, True Thought, No Thought Required. Mm-hmm. No thought of my own is truly required. And yeah, that does seem to pierce the pride of the ego. What do you mean, I no thought of my own? It seems to limit. And what I have found is that no, it expands. It creates a spaciousness. It creates an alignment and an attunement. And through that alignment and entombment, I'm at peace. I'm in love. And in that, I become the brilliant extension and expression of all that is. It's much more fertile, much more spacious than the small separate mind and its machinations that it ends up following a dark, fearful pathway. So this is our identity. This is also, for those who may know me as, a religious science minister, and this idea of the holy instant in A Course in Miracles, that joining in consciousness with God is the same as that step one and two of what's called spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer, recognizing God is and recognizing my unification, my oneness with God as God. Every mystical pathway has this as its basis. God is my life. I live and move and have my being in this presence, this love. And outside of this, I have no life. I've tried to prove I have a life outside of this. It's not worth it. It just isn't worth it. This is the peace and how grateful I am for this pathway, this continuing evolution of this pathway of awakening. And for these very devotional lessons. God is my life. I have no life apart from God's. Our Father, Mother, God, let us see the face of Christ instead of mistakes. Let us see our sinlessness. Because in so doing, we proclaim our inheritance. And we remember. We are joined. And heaven, our home, is now. I return now and claim my identity. As the beloved, as the child of God. And so it is.
Our name is yours, and we acknowledge that we are your children, your sons and daughters. God is our life. We have no life but his. And so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you for joining us. Have a blessed day.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send